1-800-449-8686. Hi, Phil Hendry here. And advertising consultant Brad Rifkin on the line to talk to us about the ad agency business, advertising surrounding news events, and one in particular, the Elian Gonzalez situation. But you are, Brad, a guy who basically you see some advertising opportunity. You seize it and you help out ad agencies that are not doing particularly well. Is that correct?
Basically, what we do is we consult ad agencies that don't know what they're doing. They're making some profound mistakes in trying to pitch their product. And so what we try to do is come in with some ideas that will help them. I was with an agency called, it was out of New York, McCann Agency. And at that time, I was doing a fair amount of business for them. We had a falling out creatively, but they have asked me to come back and pitch them some ideas.
This is an ad agency you were working for?
Yes, that's correct.
What you talked to us, and some of the ideas that you're pitching had to do with Elian Gonzalez. Now, here's a kid who, you know, has been nothing but all over the news, right? And did make that trip to Disney World, and people pay a lot of attention to, and yet he comes from tragic circumstances. How do you turn that guy's situation into something saleable in terms of advertising?
Well, one thing we now really have to think about when it comes to Elian Gonzalez is this kid sooner or later is going to go back to Cuba with his father, and then we're not going to have him. He is going to be gone. I think most of the ad agencies know that. Most of the businesses out there that want to use, that want to promote a product know that sooner or later, Elian Gonzalez is going to be gone. He's going to be back in Cuba. And a great opportunity is going to be missed for positioning this boy with one of our products. I'll tell you something, Phil, it's not often you get a Cuban that can sell something for you. I mean, they are not really the most saleable people. It's not often you're going to get a Cuban or Cuban-American to sell a product for you. But when you see this kid in the news and you see him grinning all the time, and now that he's with his father, he's smiling all the time, well, look at this kid's got a beautiful smile.
I think he does, yeah.
Everybody has seen the boy. He has a wonderful smile. He wasn't smiling a lot when he was down in Miami with the I forget the names.
Well, that was the family, the Gonzalez family he was staying with.
All right, he wasn't really smiling all that much when he was with them. But when he finally got with his father, suddenly you see the kid smiling all the time. And I said, what a beautiful smile he has. So he obviously must be a lot happier now that he's with his dad. And he's got this beautiful toothy grin. So the first thing we thought about was we have to use this boy because when he goes back to Cuba, it's going to be too late. And I was thinking of pitching him in terms of some of the products, such as toothpaste. So I went to the ad agency, the McCann ad agency, and talked to them about some ideas for toothpaste. And
all right, so you would pitch Elian Gonzalez as a spokesperson for toothpaste?
I think the boy, you got to understand, he's very young, and he is he's somebody who's a child that you have to work with. But what I would do with McMahon and Tate is I would talk to them about using a kid in some commercial copy for toothpaste.
So you have to come up with some kind of a campaign around Elian Gonzalez and toothpaste.
Right.
What is the rush? I mean, it's a little boy and...
Well, like I said, Phil, he's going to be back in Cuba soon, and then there's a whole lot of money that could have been made, and I don't want to sound mercenary, but in my business, in other words, you got to strike while the iron's hot. There's a whole lot of money that could be made. We won't be able to make that. And so that's why we're kind of in a rush to get this campaign put together.
What have you got so far?
We've got a few ad lines. I finally got away from that sniveling aunt of mine, and now I have a reason to smile. So one of the things, and let me just back up for a minute.
I finally got away from the sniveling aunt of mine, and now I have a reason to smile means what?
Well, let me back up. All over the news was this, I forget her name, this broad who was his, I mean, it's the woman who was his aunt.
She was crying, yeah. What is her name, Mike?
The Gonzalez woman.
Marislesius or Marislis or something?
Right, and she was bawling. I thought to myself, how would I feel about getting away from somebody that was wailing and crying and sniveling all the time. And I'd say, Jesus, I'd feel pretty damn good. I'd probably be smiling from ear to ear. So what I did is we use Elian for this. I finally got away from that whining, sniveling ad of mine, and now I have a reason to smile. And to brighten that smile, I use Colgate.
So this is extremely topical stuff.
Very topical.
And it's rather explosive and controversial, wouldn't you say?
I don't think so, Phil. I think...
Well, when you say I finally got away from that sniveling aunt of mine, there's going to be some people who are going to be upset.
No, I don't think so, because you're talking about a very small segment of the society. Those are Cubans, and you might make a few of them upset. But one of the things you are doing is you're pitching the product to Cubans, too. You've got a Cuban spokesperson in Elian Gonzalez selling toothpaste to Cubans. That's a very, very powerful... image. And when was the last time that Cuban Americans had a spokesman of their own in the advertising business? You have to think about that, too. And
what are some of these other ad lines that you were talking about?
Well, one of them is, why am I smiling? Because I got out of that house of horrors on 2nd Street, and Colgate keeps that smile bright.
And why? Say that again?
This is 2B. Let me see 2B. Why am I smiling? Because I got out of that house of horrors on 2nd Street, and Colgate keeps it bright. And
what is the house of horrors?
Where the aunt lives.
Oh, that was the Gonzalez home in Miami.
That's right. That little Havana hole, or whatever that was. See, Phil, you have to capitalize when the subject is hot. Right now, Elian Gonzalez is hot. He's smiling a lot. The kid's finally happy. He's with his father. So let's use them for toothpaste. Let's use them.
All right, now, before we move on, I want to give our number, too, by the way. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Brad Rifkin. He's an advertising consultant. You are very controversial, aren't you?
Yes, I make no bones about that.
I mean, you have come up with some in the past. You've been associated with some extremely controversial ad campaigns. There was the program campaign, the drug counseling campaign.
That's correct.
Which I know had a lot of teachers up in arms. So you do a lot of funny things. You said that you're using Elian Gonzalez to pitch toothpaste to Cubans, right?
I'm saying that he's a good spokesman for the minority community. He's a minority himself. He smiles a lot. He can pitch toothpaste. I will tell you this much, Phil. Years ago, the Appalachian people were introduced to something called electricity. And they were introduced to indoor plumbing for the very first time. It was groundbreaking. It was historical. The people who lived up in the Appalachian Mountains had never seen electricity, and they had never seen indoor plumbing. We have an opportunity today to expose the Cuban people to toothpaste. And using Elian Gonzalez...
Wait, are you saying...
No, all I'm saying is that, like the Appalachians seeing indoor plumbing for the first time, Elian Gonzalez can show the Cuban people Colgate toothpaste for the first time.
And are you saying there is no toothpaste in Cuba?
I will tell you, there's no Colgate toothpaste in Cuba, and there's no Crest toothpaste in Cuba.
Are you saying they don't use tooth powder or anything?
I don't know. What I'm saying is we're on the verge of a similar historical moment. The Cuban-American people, they find out there's this thing called toothpaste, they hear how to use it, and they begin to settle in. You have to capitalize. You'd smile. We have another one here. You'd smile, too, if you didn't have to look at Lazaro anymore. And what a bright smile that is from Colgate.
Okay, but every one of these advertising slogans represents some kind of an insult, doesn't it? Are you still there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Doesn't it represent an insult?
No. I think it plays right into the feelings of the Cuban-American community. I think it's funny.
All right, well, the first one you have is you got Elian Gonzalez sitting there, and he's saying in his little broken English, I finally got away from that sniveling aunt of mine, and now I have a reason to smile, and to brighten that smile, I use Colgate, correct?
That's correct.
Why am I smiling? I finally got out of that house of horrors on 2nd Street, and Colgate keeps it bright.
Right, Colgate keeps it bright. Then you'd smile, too, if you didn't have to look at Lazaro anymore.
What does that mean?
Well, have you seen the uncle?
No.
He's got bad skin. He's not the best-looking guy.
That's what I mean. I'm saying that these are advertising slogans that put people down. And then you say that you are using this, introducing toothpaste to Cuban Americans in the same historical sense that the people from the Appalachians first used electricity?
I don't know, Phil. What I'm trying to...
See, what I'm saying is there's an underlying insult to all of this. 1-800...
No, Phil, we're trying to sell a product.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. West Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment about this man who's giving all this capitalistic propaganda. I'm sorry,
I'm in the business of advertising.
In the business of advertising,
right.
But advertising must have some limits too. And I would think that there must be some gentlemen in advertising, not just boors like you, who want to take advantage of a situation, who keep on talking about this. I would never refer to this woman as a broad.
I think that she may be not a
very stable person.
Talking about the aunt.
Yeah,
but
talking about that aunt.
I think your language is foul, and
what foul language did I use?
Well, you're not a gentleman, that's for sure.
What foul language
you're just somebody who's looking for a quick dollar, and you don't care who gets hurt doing it as long as you get your dollar.
This kid's going to be back in Cuba soon, and none of us are going to make any money.
So, why do you have to make money on him? Let the poor kid go back to where he's from with his father. Why do you have to make money on him?
I'll tell you why. The kid's the biggest thing to hit from Cuba since that... The band leader. What was his name?
No, the kid is the biggest thing. Don't make his life worse by trying to make money off of that.
Try out one of the slogans on it, if you wouldn't mind.
Ma'am, one of the advertising slogans is, "Why am I smiling? I got out of that house of horrors on 2nd Street, and Colgate keeps it bright."
I felt that this child should go back to Cuba from the very beginning,
right,
assuming
uh-huh.
that his father was a decent person.
There you go.
But nevertheless, I would not refer to that place as a house of horrors.
Have you been inside it?
I haven't been there.
With that screaming broad? Oh, come on.
Your language indicates that you don't
maybe
really
the word
give
broad,
a damn
you shouldn't
about
use.
Anybody except
well,
your own money-making
okay,
ability.
Here's another one, ma'am. I finally got
I
away from that.
I remember when McCann Erickson was a decent firm.
McCann
Tate. I don't take you up on this
McMahon
stuff.
McMahon Tate, man. What about this? I finally got away from that sniveling aunt of mine, and now I have a reason to smile.
I think that's disgusting.
Why? I mean, it's topical. It's newsworthy.
I think that's, first of all, you haven't, have you talked to this child?
Well,
you're putting words in the mouth of a child.
No, but I would say that I think the boy,
absolutely outrageous.
I think the boy has never smiled more since he got away from those nut house that he was living in.
I don't know that you can say that.
I don't approve of what this family did.
Right.
I think that he should be with his father. I don't think that, and I think that the media has made a real circus out of it. You're making more of a circus creating more flack by putting words in the mouth of this child and then paying him off, and you think that
right.
that's okay.
But wouldn't you smile, too, if you got away from some screeching Latin...
I don't know what these people are like.
Eat a banana, she don't shut up at all, you know.
All right, ma'am.
But it doesn't have to be plastered all over advertising.
Yeah, especially a boy. Thank you very much.
Don't I'm talking about this kid's getting away from this screaming Chiquita banana of a broad down there.
The word broad is not going to help you out, okay?
I'm sorry?
Using that word is not going to help you out. 1-800-449-8686, Brad Rifkin, advertising, Bo Brummel. He's a consultant to a variety of ad agencies, and yes, he's involved in some controversial advertising. He wants to use Elian Gonzalez in toothpaste commercials because the kid's smiling now more than ever before. And some of these advertising lines, you'd smile too if you didn't have to look at Lazaro anymore. And what a bright smile that is with Crest toothpaste. Pretty whack stuff. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm on the line here with Brad Rifkin, advertising consultant here in Los Angeles. You mentioned that, and he's got he wants to use Elian Gonzalez. And
a lot of people do, Phil. And
I recognize that. So Elian Gonzalez, a lot of ad agencies are after this kid. You've got some ideas for him, though, that you know are borderline.
Well, you know something? Yes, I do know they're borderline. I also consider myself to be a creative person, Phil. We had proposed and was rejected, and we will not use. But I'll tell you right now, we had a proposed advertising slug for the Colgate people that we were going to present to them. I finally got away from that sniveling bitch, and now I'm smiling and I use Colgate.
In reference to the ant?
In reference to the ant, yeah.
Are you proud of that?
I try, Phil. I try everything. Okay.
I finally got away from that sniveling bitch, and now I'm happy, huh?
Now I use Colgate. No, we didn't use that, but I try everything. That's why I'm good.
Schenectady on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
I think that you should get this guy off the air. I think he's a racist. He's a bigot.
I'm a racist
He
now.
Doesn't know
I'm
what he's
racist.
Talking about.
Well,
that young
racist.
Lady that he's calling a bitch, she took that kid in. She took care of him. She's not his
didn't take
aunt.
Care of she's barely got a job.
Why don't you know what she is? She's not his aunt. She's his cousin.
Oh, okay. She's taking care of him. She
and
doesn't even have a job.
All you want to do is make money. That's all you want to do is make money off this poor kid.
What's wrong with giving some money to the kid? What's
and
wrong with his family
about,
benefiting?
This business about about
what about
toothpaste?
His family benefiting
How can
it?
You say that the human people don't brush their teeth? That's so stupid.
I didn't
I have
say,
no use for the communist
Are you telling me that
they,
the Cubans don't brush their teeth with Crest? I don't think they have Crest
oh,
on
Oh, come
there.
On. Why don't you get
there.
Off the air? Nobody's
no,
really interested
you know
in your man, crap.
I'll tell you this much.
And
you don't know anything about the
lady,
news. You don't know anything about the news.
Why don't you close your mouth? That would be the best thing for
no,
you to
I'm
do.
No, I'm not going
to
close
but
my mouth because I know
what
I'm talking
about.
I'm not some old bag in upstate New York. I'm talking about...
Now, wait just
don't
a second, okay?
Don't you dare call me an old bag.
Wait a
you're,
second, okay?
Come on. I come from
ignorant,
East New York, all
you
right?
You are so damn ignorant, you don't know what you're talking about.
To steal your purse.
I can't even talk to you. You're so stupid.
I'm stupid? What do you know about international politics and stuff? Huh? Yeah, she hung up. You know, I used to rip chains off of bags like that. I used to take their...
Okay, we don't need that, all right? I mean, for the fact of the matter is, she doesn't agree with you, okay?
Yeah, I got that.
Plantation on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Actually, after hearing what an idiot he is on the line and insulting the other two women, they're actually quite right. He's quite clever because he's getting the attention that he's after.
You know something, ma'am? I didn't insult them before they insulted me, all right? I am a businessman. I grant you that. I'm extreme. I'll grant you that. People call me an idiot. They're calling me stupid, okay? So what do you mean
I'm sorry,
I'm
but if I was
people?
Colgate, I would never use you. You are so stupid.
What do you think the likelihood?
So
what's the likelihood that Colgate's actually going to buy this campaign?
Well, of course they're not, because why the hell would they want to use you?
Probably very low, Phil, but I try everything. And because the kid's in the news, because his story is hot, yes, I take a chance.
Why am I smiling?
You just want to make money.
Lady, what do you want to do? Work for free? Everybody wants to make money. What are you doing over in America? I guess you love that.
You're
50%
right. I do want to make money.
There
but
you
the
go,
thing
baby.
Is, I don't
at
want to do
I
it by the... hurting other people.
How am I hurting this kid? His family's going to benefit from whatever money he makes. His family benefits from that. Did you think about
you're
that?
You're so stupid, aren't you?
So you think they do commercials for free? I'm not the stupid one. Tell you what, why don't you go back home, get your teeth straightened, and come back?
Actually, I've got nicer teeth than you have, so don't sit there and try and insult me.
Not if you're from England, you don't. And whiten them up, too. Can I interest you in some Colgate?
All right,
actually,
okay.
If you were actually
you
the owner of Colgate, I'd never use it again.
You mean you do now use it?
Yes.
So if the kid says to you, why am I smiling? I got out of that house of whores on 2nd Street, you wouldn't buy it.
Because you're being absolutely stupid and unreasonable. That's not... They're so far from the truth.
Did you
you're
see...
You're talking out of your butthole.
You know, I'll tell you something. This is very interesting, too. Unfortunately, Princess Diana, in the accident, had all of her teeth knocked out. But had she not, she'd use Colgate. What do you think of that?
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, but he's quite clever, actually, because
you
he's
like
getting
it, huh?
the attention
yeah.
that he's after.
Did you see
he's
the death photos of Diana, Phil?
No, I didn't see the death photos of Diana.
No teeth left. But how about the Queen Mother? Now, there's some nice teeth. Jesus H. Christ. You ever seen the Queen Mother's...
Okay, enough, man. I got to take a break here. And I know
actually,
you're being... He's quite
he
clever,
correct.
Yeah.
He is quite funny. He's
the Queen
hysterical.
Mother has got choppers on her that about this, they're the color of a banana.
I can't.
the other one I did.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686 with Brad Rifkin, advertising Bo Brummel, advertising rebel, a guy who has gone against the mainstream in the advertising business for some 10 years and has got a lot of people's attention with his ad campaigns. He wants... There must be other ad agencies that want to use Alien Gonzalez.
Of course there are, Phil. Don't let anybody fool you into thinking that I'm the one scumbucket in a otherwise pristine business. There are nothing but advertising agencies out there that would use Alien Gonzalez in a heartbeat for a campaign if they had the guts to try to get to him, number one. And
well, that's another question. Are you in contact with the family?
I'm not going to answer that question because I have my... let's just put it this way. I've got a few lines of communication. And that's the other thing that a lot of these advertising agencies don't want to admit. They don't have the contacts that I have.
This line here that you wanted to use after Princess Diana's death, if Princess Diana were still able to use her limbs, she'd brush with Mintadent.
Right.
And you're proud of that.
I think it's whimsical.
You think it's humorous.
I think it's whimsical, capitalizing on a big news event. I tie in large news events with my products.
All right, Brad Rifkin with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. He wants to use Alien Gonzalez for Colgate or Crest ads, using lines like, "I finally got away from that sniveling aunt of mine, and now I have a reason to smile, and that smile stays bright with Colgate." Here is Salt Lake City on a Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just think it's audacious that this guy would capitalize on this lady who had a child torn away from her at gunpoint at someone she cared about, and he's calling her a sniveling bitch for caring about a child that she's related to.
Well, let me ask you a question, ma'am. You saw her on TV. Are you trying to tell me those tears were real?
Yes, I think the child she cared about, and I'm sure the event was traumatic.
The INS guards into
their home in the middle of the night with guns.
I know an orchestrated emotion when I see it. That broad, and pardon my language, was putting it on.
She was not really crying.
No, she wasn't really crying. She was, with the big mouth hanging
open. Okay, where
do you
have the right to say that? You don't have proof of that. She was related to this child, and this family...
Ma'am, this family followed
the rule of law.
I will tell you that the INS invaded them. I will tell you that I am expert in identifying trumped-up emotion. I work with actors. She was trumping that up. And with all due respect, you're in Utah?
Oh.
So I would expect you to be anti-American government because all you people up there are militia and you're all a pain in the ass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know that Utah is not a country.
I'm anti-invasion.
You know that Utah is not its own country, right? It's part of the United States?
Sir, are you insulting my intelligence? I am an educated individual. I have my college degree.
Because
Please do not insult my intelligence.
A lot of you people in Utah think that you're your own country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, sir? I don't. Right. I know this family tried to do it. They got the court order. They were doing everything they were supposed to do. They didn't resist the government.
Oh, really?
And they were invaded upon in this woman. It was a traumatic event.
How many wives does your husband have?
For her to be called a bitch, a sniveling bitch, that's ridiculous.
How many wives does your husband have? Seriously.
Oh, you're so funny.
Okay, come on.
The lady's probably right. I'm not doubting that you're right. I'm just saying I'm trying to do something that'll sell the toothpaste.
But, you know, that's not... I mean, you think you're so intelligent. You don't have any sense of wit. You're just lewd. I mean, it doesn't take brains to be distasteful. That doesn't take brains. Why don't you come up with something witty or clever?
I think it's very clever.
You do not capitalize on someone's grief in an event like this.
You don't think this is clever? You'd smile, too, if you didn't have to look at Lazar anymore.
No, that is not clever. The sniveling
You'd
bitch.
You'd smile, too, if you didn't have
That's
to.
That's awful. Because a woman cries, she's a sniveling bitch?
No, when she's phony baloney about it. That broad's phony baloney. Mm. All the way, okay?
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Do you hate women?
I most certainly do not. I'm married. I have a 3-year-old daughter.
Okay, because, the question probably at this point that a lot of people would be asking is, you've used the word bitch, broad.
Phil, I come from a very rough part of New York. I come from East New York, a place called Alphabet City. Anybody from there knows what I'm talking about. I'm not a polished man socially, but I will tell you that I worked my way up. I'm not an educated man, but I worked my way up through a very tough business, the advertising business, and I've made a lot of money for a lot of clients, so... forgive me, but...
Well, as an advertiser, Who is your target? I can tell you this because I know this about media. When you put out a line like this, if Princess Diana were still able to use her limbs, she'd brush with Mintadent. Who are you trying to reach?
In that instance, you're trying to reach women. Because
you're trying to reach women?
Yeah.
That's your target audience?
Yeah, what's wrong?
If Princess Diana were still able to use her limbs, she'd brush with Mintadent?
Yes, because women would empathize with a broad that can't walk anymore. I mean, I don't understand your question.
And what about this crack, the Queen Mother, if she still had her own teeth, she'd brush with Mintadent?
The same thing. I'm going after women who empathize with cripples and stuff like that. And the Queen Mother, I don't know, I saw a photograph of her. Her teeth are horrible. It's horrible. You know what? The first thing the British ought to do is not overturn the monarchy. I don't think, I seriously feel, if I could just be allowed a personal opinion.
Go ahead.
The first thing the British should do is not overturn the monarchy. They should not even take the monarchy away from the British people. What they should do is tie the Queen Mother to a dental chair and pull every one of her teeth without anesthetic. And that'll teach that bitch to brush. Because
there you go again with that B word.
I'm sorry.
There you go again with the B word.
All right, I apologize. I'm sorry. But would you see what I'm saying?
You don't like the Queen Mother's teeth.
That's right. And to that British lady that called me from Plantation, go back to England with that idea. They'll make you queen.
God.
Phil, I specialize in unusual ideas.
Simi Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
That would be me. I'm in sales. I'm right on the money with this man. He's brilliant.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. But you know what? I have one little problem with you, hon.
What's
and
that?
And that is, what is up with the insults? The Chiquita banana lady?
What about it?
I mean, come on. You don't have to insult to make money. You have a brilliant...
Lady,
you have to
do you know where we live? This is the 21st century,
minute,
all right? Nobody is
going to
get shucked and jived by a lot of phony baloney sweet stuff. They want the real deal, okay?
Absolutely. And I'm saying, as an advertiser, being in advertising, go for it. Strike while the iron is hot.
Right.
Go for it. But
you'd
you
love
know,
to use that
no
alien Gonzalez kid, wouldn't you?
The insult.
Wouldn't you like to prop that kid up in front of the camera? Tell me you wouldn't.
And I'm absolutely,
you got
I'm with you 100% with the advertising.
And
but
not
why,
pay
what is your
and
need
me,
to insult every person? What is your need to insult every person
insult
that
anybody.
Is on the phone?
Everybody calls me if it insults me. You know you'd want to use Elian Gonzalez and not pay him, wouldn't you?
Oh, hell no, I'd pay him.
Why?
I'd take my commission, though.
Why? Why would you pay him?
To make the money. I'm with you 100%.
Why are you paying the kid?
Well, he deserves it. We're using his picture.
Oh, there you go. See, that's where you're going to lose and I'm going to win. You got too much
well,
of
you
that.
Know what? You know what?
See, here's what you got. You're
you know
a
my
woman.
Problem is
you
I don't think you're going to win. I think you're right on the track where you could win what?
You got too much broad in you.
But you know what? Nobody is going to buy your ad because you're arrogant.
No, there's too much woman in you, you know? Here
you, know
you go. You're ready to make some money.
Right, and there's not enough man in you.
Ooh.
All right. Okay, touche.
Whoa, man. She nailed you.
Okay, touche. But I'm the guy that doesn't want to pay Elian Gonzalez. You do. That's where you're weak and where I'm strong. That's where I'm going to make my
dollar. I would sell the ad campaign, and you would lose out.
How are you going to sell the ad campaign over me?
She's going to pay the kid. Who's going to sign
pay
a contract?
And nobody else, no, not Colgate, not Crest, not Michigan. Nobody is going to buy your campaign because you're not man enough to be a business-like about it.
I'm not
you
mad
have
enough.
No sense of business. You're just an arrogant
person.
What
are you talking about? I got some of the greatest ideas that you've ever heard in your advertising
life. Yeah, exactly.
Life.
You do have great ideas.
Wait a second. Whoa. What is this stuff about?
Such an arrogant ass
if
about
I
them.
Were, he said, if I were back in England, I'd tie the Queen Mother to a dental chair and pull every one of her teeth
you
without
what?
Anesthetic.
If that's
going to
sell whatever product he's selling, go for it. But
what
you
are
know,
you selling?
Dental chairs.
Nobody's going to buy it, unfortunately, because he does not have the business sense to be a decent human being.
Let me ask you, what are you selling with that crack about the Queen Mother?
Dental chairs, the kind, the restrained dental chairs. The dental medical business is a booming business. And
you're going to sell dentists' dental chairs by tying the Queen Mother to it and pulling all of her teeth.
You got it. Ha! You go ahead and laugh.
You're
I'm
so
the
funny
guest.
Because
you're
do
the
you
caller.
Know I'm even a manufacturer that manufactures dental chairs for you to even go after?
Yes, I do. Lady, Hospital Supply is a huge business. And guess what?
I know
I'm
that.
I'm the guest. You're the caller. I'm the guest. You're the caller. Mr. Henry wanted me on his show, not you. You know why?
Because that way he can get a lot of callers in because he has a controversial guest.
No, it's because I'm well.
Yeah, that's pretty
way,
much it.
You know, no. People listen to his radio station
hey, let me tell you
because
something.
he's great.
But I'll tell you this much: if the line about
you.
If Princess
unlike you because he gets an audience then, and that's what his job is.
Well, he sure ain't going to get no audience.
So he's a better advertiser than you are. That's
he sure ain't
going
to get no audience listening to you running off at the mouth, is he? With all of your bulk.
You know, so this lady called up.
Yet,
this lady called up to praise you, okay?
I know, and then she turns around and tells me where I'm wrong. I'm
no, I didn't. I told you that you're right, but you don't need to be arrogant, and you don't need to be, you know, just rude and insulted to everybody that calls in. What is your problem?
This advertising slogan.
Who do you have a hang-up with that you have the need to insult everybody?
You want to know why?
Why?
I got fired 10 years ago from McMahon & Tate. And I haven't gotten over it. And I'm
going to
get back on with that company.
I apologize. Then I feel sorry for you.
I'm
going to
get back on
with that company. You know what the best revenge is? Going on and being happy and being successful.
I'm pissed
off. So go on, be happy, be successful, and tell McMahon and Tate to shove it.
No, I'm getting back on with
them. But they lost the best person they ever had.
And I'm going to get back on with that Queen Mother thing about pulling her teeth.
Yeah, that'll get you back on. All right, ma'am, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, the number one rated afternoon drive talk show in Los Angeles and probably in the early evening hours East Coast along the West Coast. Number one rated. You know how many people are coming up to me and saying, congratulations on the ratings, Phil? Are they really? Who's calling you?
Andrea.
Andrea's calling you.
Congratulating
us on our number one ratings in afternoon drive. So there you go. And she's in charge of promotion over there at KFI, so next thing you know, we'll have a billboard up. Hell, even David G. Hall's going to buy it. He is? Great. Put up a billboard. See, all you have to do is say it, and it is true. Let that be lesson number one to all of you. And, you know, this show is if it doesn't stand for anything else, it stands for giving you a peek into the manipulative and persuasive powers of the media. And how all you have to do is say it, and it's true. And there's so many people that don't get that, who work in this business. So I say to you again, and I will say to you continuously, we are number one in afternoon drive on the West Coast, in Los Angeles, in Portland, San Antonio, everywhere. Miami, Tampa, we're number one. You know how the Rolling Stones used to call themselves the world's greatest rock and roll band? Were they? No. But all they had to do was call themselves that, and everybody they believed it. So when you hear people say, we're number one at this, that, or something else, well, maybe they are, maybe they're not. But as long as you believe it, then we're working it, baby. And we don't have to read the ratings book every day to say it either. We don't have to break it out and read it and quote numbers that you don't understand, you don't get. You know what the hell anybody's talking about. A 3-1! As opposed to a 2-6, what does that mean to you? How about nothing? Let me tell you the only thing you need to know. I'm Phil Hendry. I'm number one. Until somebody else proves me wrong. And so far, I ain't seen nobody proving it around here lately. So anyway, Craig was saying to me, and this is very true, that he didn't see any Elian Gonzalez on the news today. None. And it was the first day in a long time you could, like, remember that you live in L.A. or wherever it is that you live. But, we live in Los Angeles. It's the first day we could say, oh, Jesus, we're back to L.A. And Craig's sitting there. He's rubbing his hands together. So awesome, man. I mean, it was nothing but L.A. news today. Shootings. There were a couple of shootings. There was a cool chase. Awesome freeway. Awesome freeway chase. Back to our town, man. Couple of cops shooting. They did? Mike thinks this is funny. Couple of cops shooting babies. He thought that was really funny. I'm kidding. I know you didn't write that, man. But I thought I'd make you into the asshole, not me. So because there isn't any of that news, I mean, that his thing has fixated us for so long and has become the focal point of just about everything that you see in the news that you can finally get back to. Well, Jesus, what's the town that I live in? It's cool. We're back in L.A. Got a few cool chases. When's the last time you saw a good chase? What chase did you see, man? Where was it?
I saw the very end of it.
tail end of it? Who was covering it? One of the local stations?
Yeah.
There he goes. The police, they had the guy drawn down with guns?
Yeah,
awesome. Did they shoot him? Shotguns and rifles, and where was this? We don't know. I used to think that there was a period there where I thought that a lot of these guys are getting into chases because they wanted the publicity. But then I realized it is the nature of the city we live in with all of the freeways where you can knock over a bank or a liquor store, get on a freeway, and get lost pretty quick. It's actually a bad... I mean, for the hardcore professional criminal in this town, the worst thing that's ever happened to them is the televised freeway chase, don't you think? Because it's... Oh, Jesus, all of a sudden I got the eye in the sky, man. How am I going to get away from this? When's the last time, though, you saw a freeway chase involving more than one guy with, like, there are three guys there, and it's like something out of Reservoir Dogs, you know, where there's, like, five guys in a car and guns are blazing. It's like a running gun battle in a car. You don't see that. Why don't you guys at Channel 9 and 13, so long as you're going to be going out there and find me a good one. 13. Here's a TV. There's a channel in L.A., Channel 13. They never done anything right in the last 40 freaking years. You find me a multiple guy car chase, like five guys in a car with about six cop cars, a running gun battle. That North Hollywood robbery, that thing was so awesome. I can't think about it without, I'm going to give up sex. God, I love that. God, I love that. When those coppers come down that street. When those SWAT guys came down the street, hauling ass down the street, and the one guy jumps out in shorts like he just got out of the shower. You just better get over there. And they start blasting away. That thing was beautiful, wasn't it? But it was like one guy against a bunch of cops. And then the other guy, of course, he blows his brains out. Thanks a lot, Eddie. I really appreciate that. Those two guys, they knock over the bank. The one guy's got a limp. He's walking around. He's trying to get guns. He's trying to get out of there. The one dude just stood there and blew his brains out. What if you were one of those two guys and you see your partner do that? Well, thank you! Now it's me against the whole LAPD. What are you going to do? I'm going to get the car. I'm going to go down here. I got the guns. What are you going to do? I'm going to blow my brains out here on the sidewalk. Great plan. Okay. So we're back to our town. And in Los Angeles, when it comes to the news, and much like a lot of cities, the news here generally covers... And, well, I'm talking about the top of the news, a home invasion. And I'm not saying that this is necessarily the most important information, but this is what you're going to get generally at the top of the news, a home invasion, a gangland shooting of some kind of a drive-by, some kind of a misunderstanding, a shootout in a parking lot. I mean, there's going to be a large television Klieg light. There's going to be a group of people standing around a brightly lit donut shop someplace, and like a little trickle of blood and a police tape, and a woman standing there in a trench coat trying to look like she gives a crap, and cops, mulling around with clipboards, and one of the guys pulling a pint out of the backseat of the car, A fire, bank robbery, janitors, picket signs. That's what's been going on. Now, we're back to that in Los Angeles now, since having to deal with, oh my God, weeks, months of little Elian Gonzalez with the big, big crap-eating smile. And he's a cute little guy, and I hope he goes back to Cuba. And I got news for all of you guys that think he's going to the Army. Do you honestly believe Castro's going to do anything but put this kid, like make him king of Cuba? See, this is what people don't get. The kid's going back to Cuba. He ain't going to no army school. This kid's going to be, he's going to be elected mayor of freaking Havana. They're going to put him and his old man in a big-ass pad for the rest of their lives. Going to sit there, feet up, back. He'll be smoking cigars at 15. His old man will be given some cush job anchoring the news on Havana's Action 9, Channel 9 Havana. It'll be great. Anchoring cop chases. Phil Hendry Show.